Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, December 12, 2017. And I am Tina C. with I Hear Tarot Online Radio. We are here and present courtesy of Spirit Talk Radio New Age Guild. It is 9 p.m. for those of you on the West Coast, 10 p.m. for those of you Mountain Time, 11 o'clock p.m. for those that are Central, and 12 o'clock midnight for those of you on the East Coast. Thank you for staying up and joining us. I want to say thank you also for joining and being part of and making our 15th show. 15. You all, if you are parents, you can realize and appreciate the number 15 from where we started at 1, right? And I say that because this is really important to me, getting to be here and share with you. And this is saying this is our 15th time consistently that we've gotten to connect. And I want to say thank you for being a part and for making. Could not do the show without you. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Denver, Colorado area. And so I ask that when you call in, that you share your first name and from where you're calling. I always say it's one of my favorite requests of the show, because I love getting to see how we're connected, how far across space we get to be connected despite time. And there's always someone that knows someone that's from the area that you are. So that's also a favorite aspect of mine. So if you could, when you call in, share your first name and the location from where you're calling, and just give us a moment to connect. We love modern technology, but sometimes it doesn't work as quickly as we'd like it to. So I ask that you just give us a moment to connect, to be sure that we're all on the same page and that we can hear each other clearly. Speaking of which, I ask that you do be in a place that you can speak without distraction. It's really helpful for me just to get to stay tuned in to the messages coming through, and also for you to really get to hear and understand what it is I'm saying. I know I have a tendency to speak quickly when I'm reading the cards, and that's because I want to share the messages with you. But it's also just really helpful to be in that space that's quiet and without distraction. And then, as always, trying to stay consistent and maintain our 5 to 7 minutes per call. If we have more time, we definitely can expand on what you've got going on. But again, just so we can make sure that we reach everyone as quickly and efficiently as we can, I ask that we keep our calls 5 to 7 minutes long so those messages come through. And if we want to expand, we can do that offline. Speaking of which, I want you to take advantage of the current promotions that I have going on. One of them, 50% off your gift cards through now till the 25th of this month. So if you feel empowered with the messages, the questions, and the insight that comes through on these calls, why not share that with a friend? It's something new, it's something unique, and it's something specialized and customized to them. So if you're open to it, take advantage. It'll be $1 a minute per reading, cost-wise, versus the 2. Or you certainly can call in or send me an email with the code INGRATITUDE and receive 50% off a reading for yourself. you're also year-round able to call in and mention the show, mention New Age Guild, mention Spirit Talk Radio, mention that online radio thing you did, say I heard you, you're reading cards online, and get 25% off of your reading year-round. It doesn't even have to be a special. I want to take a moment to acknowledge those that are moving ahead, actually I should say those that are enduring, but moving ahead to the best of their ability, especially during this time. Those that are suffering through the fires in California, you know, it's so interesting because I think a lot of people joke that California is going to fall off of the United States, right, just where it is in the fault lines. And we're seeing so much more of the opposite activity. We're seeing fires, and that's a different kind of energy over there. So we just want to send out our light and our love for those that are suffering but pushing through what's going on, especially during this time. And I think it's really special. And I hope you all agree. I think it's really special that universe has arranged it to happen during a time when people are feeling open, connected, and charitable. And so rather than it being one time a year, maybe this expands past that. But just taking a moment to acknowledge those that are suffering through the fires in California and really looking at the climate change. And let's all also hold steady for Mother Nature, for Mother Earth, as she shifts, because this can't be easy for our Earth, for this planet that we take so much from and that we do so much to, right? And our energy is coming from her, and we want to build that back up. So let's just hold strong and steady for Mother Earth and Mother Nature. Okay, we are going to get to our essentials, right? Call in number. For those of you that haven't called in, here's the number. For those of you that have called in, thank you for being prompt, ahead of schedule, and ready and willing with your questions. For those of you that haven't called in and you want to get in on this, you're always welcome, and I encourage callers from anywhere, questions of any topic, to 323-642-1207. And as always, let's be friends. Let's connect through Facebook. You can connect at I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT, or at New Age Guild. And I want to say that you guys are not going to be doubling up. I encourage and I always try to express this to you. You're not going to be inundated with the same information. This isn't a prize grab or a cash grab. This isn't all about sending you out multiple emails that you send to your spam box. This is really about providing for you awareness, fortifying that knowledge bank that you've got going on. We want to share with you connections and contacts for mediums, for shamans, for spiritual advisors, for practitioners. We, you know, can connect with people that speak with those who have passed on the other side, those who speak with animals and your pets. So you're not going to be duplicating. And of course, I'm here to share with you what's going on around you that you might not see. And we get to use the tarot cards to do that. So stay plugged in. Connect with us at New Age Guild and with I Hear Tarot on Facebook. You want to get the rest of my information contact-wise, phone number, contact information, email, just visit my website, www.ihearTarot.com. And as always, and I remind you of this whenever we're going through, and especially if you call in and we get to address your question, and I suggest to you that we speak again offline, it's not because I'm just pitching this to get you off the phone. It's because we get to go in depth with what you've got going on. And I ask that you call me back so we can do that specifically without a time limit necessarily or without it being online. So to do that, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. And not that I'm judging, for those of you that are using the rotary, that phone number to reach me directly is 234-978-2768. Our agenda for this evening is, of course, our calls. That is why I do this. It is what I love to do, is reaching and connecting with you all. So we're going to get to our calls shortly. We're going to look at our cards of the month, our card of the day, our card of the week, and we get to hear from our postcard from Spirit. So we're going to get to hear and read and gain insight from our Angel Tarot, our Toth Tarot, and our postcard from Spirit. So we're going to move ahead as quickly as we can. It looks like we've got a few callers on the line, and I want to get right to you all. So it looks like, Wendy, we've got you on standby with a question regarding your job. Is that right?
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am in Sacramento, and I started a call center job with a major medical insurance company a little over 5 months ago, and there are some issues because I have a hearing disability regarding the headset. They tried one expensive headset, but it was defective, and they just got another one, and they had me try it yesterday. It didn't work because there was background noise, and I have been praying. I don't know if this is by chance, but something happened today which amazed me. I asked to sit on the team where I would love to be transferred to. Her name, the team manager or supervisor, her name is Sherry, and the team lead is Sylvia. And I asked to go sit on that team and listen to calls, and my wish was granted. And then I had asked to move to that team, and I was told by my current supervisor that he didn't think there were any vacancies. But right then I was going home, I saw this man on the team, and I asked him, is there a double-sided headset that might be available? And he was amazing to me because he said, I think there is, from a girl who left the company, locked in her drawer. And then out of the blue, he said, I know how important it is to sit strategically to hear properly. And nobody else understood that. His name was Vance. So So this information came to me that apparently there is a vacancy and maybe this headset will work. And so I'm hoping for longevity. Will I be switched to Sherry's team and keep my job for 2 years at least?
Okay, let's see. So are we going to – so really the question is, are we going to be transferred to Sherry's team, right?
Oh, that's been – I've been praying for that, yes.
Okay, let's just take a look and let's see what the cards – I hear you asking about longevity, and I hear you asking about the team. So those are almost two in one, but let me look at that and see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what's coming through, Wendy. The cards are indicating, let's see, they're saying it's going to be a step-by-step process. So there's definitely opportunity to move to Sherry's team, but it's almost like what they're saying is some of the mechanics they have to work through first. And they keep saying process, and they have a way of that they do things, and even though we might not see it the same way, they have a way that they check mark the process, and that's really important. So I want to say what's coming up is you might not get that position right away or that transfer right away or as quickly as you would like, but no, it's because that whole organization has to follow the process, and that's what's coming up. And it's almost like everything has to align pretty succinctly for them. It doesn't have anything to do with you. The opportunity is there, but just you have to be patient with it because they're saying this process has to be followed first and foremost. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
So, the good news is, and this is to your benefit too, they're saying some kinks get to be worked out for you on your end. And this will almost allow the perspective of your position and your contribution to be more clear. And this is just an example. You don't want to get moved to Sherry's team and have issues that need to be worked out or bugs that have to be worked out. So they're saying this is a good time and place for you to do that now. And that way, when you're free of it and you're solid and you have resolutions for things, that you get to be that contribution that moves to Sherry's team. So hold fast on what you're doing and being determined in your skill level. Just know and respect their process for processes.
Well, you know what I think you're picking up? You're amazing because they are talking about the possibility of putting me back in training next month because I've not had the opportunity that my other team people have had. And I think that would be great. And so what they've been telling me is they want to get me a headset where they know I can hear before they move forward. So I think that's probably what you're
picking up on. Definitely that. And there's a lot, when you were just saying that, there's a lot of energy on that being, this is tried and true, this is tested, we have someone that can speak on it and can speak to it. So there's a lot that you get to do almost at ground level that may not seem like it to you, but you just have, and you will have so much more to contribute and actually be a work in progress with them. So just, again, hold fast. I keep saying that, hold fast. I see in the cards you're telling us what this means to you. It'll almost kind of allow you some openness and you get to be well-rounded, and it's going to open up some more doors for you, this position and this transition. But just know that what you're creating right now is definitely going to be to your benefit.
And so do you think that I will actually resume training in January, or am I going to be transferred to Sherry's team prior?
I'm not seeing right now you being transferred. I'm seeing that you just really being established in your credibility and your experience, and then having something to offer when you move ahead. And that's exactly the way it's going to look. But just also know there's X amount of time and space that you have to be involved in so they can move you. So it's also, that's just that wild card, that respect for their processes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in.
Certainly. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye. Okay. So a beautiful, beautiful open question from Wendy. And then just to expand a little bit on that, it's the cards, you know, they do get to share with us what's going on and how things look. And I could see by looking at them how much this transition to Sherry's team to another team would mean to her. And the cards are saying right now we're holding that as, oh, this would fix X aspect of my life. This would address another part of my life. And this would really make this easier. And so the cards are saying that sometimes, even though we see that, we get to just be back in line and be looking at what's in front of us versus, 10 steps ahead. And so that's what they're kind of reminding us, because I got Wendy's question more than once, but the cards were saying the same thing. There's a process for the processes, which we get to respect, and also the position that she's in right now is best suited for her. Not always what we want to hear, but sometimes that's what the cards keep coming back and saying. So thank you, Wendy, for calling in. It looks like, and am I pronouncing this right, Shoku? And this is regarding relationship. Is that right?
Yes.
Am I saying your name the right way?
Yes, it's perfectly fine, yes.
Oh, thank you, my dear. And where are you calling us from?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Where in Canada?
Toronto.
Toronto. Well, thank you, my dear. Thank you for calling in. How can
thank
I
you.
Help? What's on your mind?
Tina, I would like to know if spirit can confirm or can tell me if there will be a long-term relationship between myself and the person I have in mind in the future.
Okay. Let's see. If you're going to have, okay, so we need to get clear on this, because you say long-term relationship and they say yes, because there's definitely energy on you too. Are you willing and open to sharing their name?
His name is Homan.
Homan. Okay, so there's definitely energy between you two. And so when you say long-term relationship, are we talking about a romantic relationship?
Yes.
Okay, and then we're talking long-term as in potential engagement and family. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And I'm not sure yet until I look at the cards why I'm getting so granular with the questions, but Spirit is saying that they want to get some clarification because there is some energy on you too. So let me look at this.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. So, okay, what's coming up is opposite ends of the spectrum. I see potential for a relationship here, and it's almost like the energy I get for you two is deep. It's connected energy, right? And so that's one thing.
Yeah.
Another thing is the card I'm pulling up is the Ace of Cups, which almost like takes me back to the beginning of a relationship. So it's interesting. It's almost like I could see you two together, and I'm like, oh, they've been together forever, and you just met. Or it could be vice versa, where it looks like you two met, but there's a little bit of a disconnection between you two. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and so I'm
yes.
seeing that
I've
that's coming up
time.
In the card. Oh, okay. Okay, great. Yeah, so that's coming up in the cards, right? So would this be, okay, would this, I'm not going to ask you a question. What I'm going to tell you is coming through is it's almost like this would be a really good match. The cards are saying there's a lot of potential for you to really get to excel with who you are and what you want to do. It's almost like Haman would be the perfect fit, right? And so I see, we're seeing beautiful cards, a Nine of Pentacles. We're seeing a Queen of Wands. And then we're seeing a Knight of Cups. So it's like the energy and the possible presentation of relationship is there, right? Now, what's interesting is despite all of that looking good, the cards are saying that there's still some things that we need to address. There's still some topics that I don't know if that are being avoided are the right word, but they haven't been laid out yet. And the cards are talking about that. That's really what's going to make the decision. It's as much as it looks good right now, and I could say this looks really great because it does, and it'd be a good match is what I would say, there's still some stuff that needs to be addressed. And that's really what's
okay.
going to be the deciding factors. That's where you get to say,
okay.
this works for me, or this doesn't work, or I can overlook it and forgive it. But that needs to happen first. Do you follow?
Yeah. So this person, I recently found out that he's been seeing somebody else for a few months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if they're going to last or not. Maybe this is what's coming up in the cards.
Yeah, it could be. And thank you for sharing that, because one of the cards that came up was the Knight of Pentacles. And sometimes that Knight of Pentacles, or excuse me, not the Knight of Pentacles, the Knight of Cups. Sometimes the Knight of Cups can look really encouraging because it's a presentation and the next step. But sometimes that card can actually be what you see isn't exactly what you get. So that card caught my attention. So thank you for sharing that with us. You want to know if they're going to last. Let's see here.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. What's coming up in the cards is, let me see here. It seems like they're both of them are in their mind and their energy is in the same place. So what do I mean by that? It means like they're both willing to move ahead with this relationship together. And I'm not saying they're fully committed, but I'm saying that the cards are indicating they're really looking at this relationship as a long-term possibility. And I say that because this doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with where they are as a couple, as themselves as an individual and themselves as a couple. And right now the cards are talking about them really talking about or feeling like this could be longer term than shorter term.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
Let me see if there's anything else on that. Because we're looking at some significant cards. We're looking, the Lovers card came up, the Star card and the Emperor card. And these cards are supporting that relationship right now. And just where they, now that could change, of course. That could definitely
change. That's a what?
Because there's, that could change. Okay. They're still in decision with the Star card. Things are looking pretty good for them right now. What I'm getting for them, Shoku, is they haven't gotten to some of the harder aspects of a relationship, some of the more in-depth. They're still in the best behavior. That's the way to say it. So it could change when they get to be more open and authentic with each other.
I see. Okay.
But that's the best way to say it. Right now they're on the best behavior, so it works for them.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. But feel free to stay tuned and call in every week on Tuesday nights at this time so we can see where that's trending or what's going on with you too.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, my dear. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. So that was a really interesting question from Shoku because, you know, we're looking and seeing what's going on with her relationship with this person. And then we're looking almost like at a different, you know, TV station to see what's going on with him and another relationship. And so the more we got to speak on that, the more that came through. And the ultimate line was they're on the best behavior, which is kind of an interesting way to describe a relationship. You know, when you say, is it going to last or is it going to be long term? Sure, because they're on the best behavior isn't exactly the response that we imagine. And so I say this to Shoku so you can know that it's about the passion, the energy, and the connection that's there. And so I know we started out by saying there's a connection with them, but Spirit put me back in line and said, no, they're on the best behavior. This doesn't have to do with connection. And so I say that because, one, sometimes the answer from and the message from Spirit comes across in its own time, in its own way, and I got to work through that one. And sometimes it's really just clear. Nope, they're on the best behavior. That means don't ask me again, and we'll see what happens again in 6 months or 7 months. And so that was what was coming through. And so I share that specifically because it's not like, and for those of you that are reading and learning to read and have been reading, I love getting to use these examples because it's not just a matter of, oh, I'm changing my mind and I have to cater this to her question. It's, oh, no, I got more clear on what Spirit was saying. Boom, here it is. And so, and as always, the cards want us to have faith in the messages that we're getting from them. And so that's what was coming through. And so a very encouraging reading, despite it seeming to be negative, I really took that to be a positive reading and encouraging. So we get to see what happens. And always a good one to track. There's nothing wrong with having your cards read on a weekly basis. Nothing wrong with staying tuned and calling back in with status updates or clarification. And speaking of which, it is 27 minutes out after the hour, and I do believe we have Tim on the line regarding updates or clarification.
Sort of both. Okay, so it's kind of like we spoke last week about the cards were kind of, I can't remember the terms, but just because I'm unsure where I'm going in my new job slash career search, I think the cards kind of show that. So I haven't made that much headway, but I've been trying to open up the Spirit, trying a new mantra, just keep saying everything I know is revealed to me in perfect time and space sequence, just hoping the universe, along with me updating a resume and putting feelers out, can try to link me along with a new situation in 2018. I was wondering if the cards show if this energy I'm trying to put out is going to be reflected in something just open up in the new year.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is that we're listening to the fact that we have to put energy into universe, and we want to know that the energy that we're putting out there is the right vibration, so to speak, and it's going to return to us what it is we're seeking. Is that what I hear? You want to open
that
space
exactly
up?
Exactly. You said it.
Okay, good.
Yes.
No, not at all. Not at all. Just putting it together. The vision I was getting for you was like a boomerang. We want to make sure that we're throwing out there, we're getting back the same thing. So, yeah, let's look at that, Tim. And this is regarding for you, is it career and home? I think if I recall, your romantic relationship is set, but we're looking at specifically career, right?
We're looking at career, but it's kind of like both. Both are not ideal and need similar either tweaking or changing. Well, the job definitely.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's see what they want to share with us. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what's coming through. So yes, you're on the right track. I'm going to throw out a few things, and that's what the cards are saying is in your field right now. One of the things is they love and they are celebrating the fact that you're like, all right, world, I'm open, I'm game, let's talk about it. Put a number on a piece of paper, fold it, and slide it across the table. Let's talk about it. And that's what we see. We're seeing that with the Fool card, which is zero of the major arcana. Definitely seeing a willingness and an openness. Things don't have to look a certain way, and that's what we're seeing with the Fool card, which is beautiful, right? So we're seeing this as the opening, the beginning of a great adventure. So yes, you're on the right track with that card. We're also seeing a Queen of Pentacles. And so this card for me is indicating that you are clear on what you have to contribute. Like as a person, you're not losing yourself. You're not sacrificing those aspects of you that make you you and what you bring to the table. Anyone can wear a suit and go to a boardroom, right? But they're talking about that energy that's you and that compassion and that love. Almost like they're saying that humanistic aspect of you. You're not shoveling off to the side. And so that's really positive too, because we get to see and hear you. And if you want to be comfortable with finances, there's nothing wrong with that. And the cards are saying, cool, we get that. We hear that too. So that's really nice to see. We're also seeing a Three of Pentacles. So this card for you is talking about what are we going to do next and still being open to being molded. That's that same card that's almost like that Fool card where it's like, okay, I'm willing to be a student or I'm also willing to be a teacher and I'm willing to like almost reshape my experience and also my future. So that card is really positive and indicating awesome openness to the universe. The two cards that concern me that come up, Tim, and they're not even concerning, they're just stand out. One of them is the Devil, which is 15 of the major arcana. This card is still indicating restriction or being chained, and it could be just how you feel right now because there's no movement. It could be because of your physical location, like everything isn't happening or nothing is happening, and so we're not feeling good about that. There's also fear of the unknown, and then when we fear it, it doesn't work to our advantage. That could be part of it. But what's also interesting that's coming up is the Five of Cups, and that one usually has to do with indecision. There's still some indecisive energy that's out there. Cups usually has to do with emotion or could be romantic relationship or even family relationship. And so that card is coming up again. So that just might be a spin on how things look with your significant other in your romantic relationship. Or it might be a factor that expands later on when things get moving. But there's some energy on that. So overall, yes, I can see in your cards and universe is saying you are opening yourself up and putting out the right energy. Looks like there's just a couple hooks that we have to undo to really let it go, let it fly. And I don't know what that is for you. That looks like, again, it's either romantic relationship, fear of the unknown, or maybe having looking at a couple of deep conversations that we get to have in the future, but not being afraid of them.
Okay.
But definitely on the right track. Looking really good.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
All right, my dear. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
So that was a super cool reading because it actually got to show us, and it was such a beautiful question, am I on the right track? And it really got to show us where, it's almost like a report card, where and what is excelling and supporting this change and transition in the universe and where we're kind of getting hung up and where we're seeing those you know, thorns or the hitch in our giddy up. And so beautiful question to ask and a beautiful response from the cards, getting to see again what Tim has in mind and where his expressive and creative self is settling in and the willingness, you know, we're throwing up that height. We have it in the air. And then we get to see if we're tripping up over a rock or a stone that we didn't realize was in our way or we overlooked, right? And we thought we wouldn't have to move. So beautiful example and question of what he's got going on and really encouraging because we're seeing a lot of movement. So it looks like we have Veronica on the line. And my dear, if I'm not mistaken, you're asking about someone.
Hi.
Or this question's on someone's behalf.
Yes, ma'am. It's about these two older couple who have been living here for 18 years, and I haven't seen them since December 4th, and I don't know if they left permanently or something happened or are they coming back. They're very nice, godly people.
Okay. So, Veronica, let's see. Let me take a quick step back. Where are you calling us from?
Oh, yeah, I apologize. Texas.
Oh, from Texas. Well, thank you, my dear. Thank you. So we're really concerned about the welfare of this couple that lives nearby. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And we want to know basically if they're going to come back. Okay, that's a good question. Let me see what the cards want to say. Do you happen to know their names?
I don't know their name.
That's okay. As long as you can picture them right now while we're asking the question, that's just fine.
The husband and wife. They have an officer. Their son is an officer. I know that.
Okay. Let me just see here. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So with the cards are coming back, it's interesting. With the cards are coming back and saying, and you might be picking up on something, Veronica. What the cards are saying is, yes, they're going to come back, and it looks like they might be working through some things and maybe plans on their end haven't happened as they would like them to. I'm not seeing it as a negative event that's occurred per se in their life, but it does look like there's been a change of plans. I see them being okay, and I don't see anything that's concerning. It just looks like they're working through a couple of things, and maybe plans changed, and that's what they're working through.
They're coming back over here.
Veronica, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that answer
your
question?
Did you say? Yes, ma'am. But
yes.
Did you say they're? Are they
yes.
coming back?
I do see that they're coming back. It looks like there may have been a change of plans on their end, but I do see them coming back. Yes.
How long? That's all I want to ask. How long?
You know, what I'm getting and what I got initially was closer to maybe the end of December, beginning of January.
Okay. Okay, that's good. They're okay. That's okay, good. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my dear. Thank you for calling us.
Okay.
All right, so that was an interesting question. You know, some people do, and you're always welcome to call in and inquire on someone else's behalf. Universe has a great way of getting to and being willing to share with us what's coming through for others. You know, we're all connected, aren't we? But it did bring up a question or a thought, which was, are we asking and is this inquiry in our highest and their highest and greatest good? And that's what we want to do. You know, we've gotten a few phone calls in the past, and I think even tonight, where, you know, we want to know if a relationship is going to last. And maybe we prefer in our heart of hearts that it didn't last, or maybe we're just preparing ourselves, embracing ourselves for the fact that it will last, right? And so I want to encourage those of you that read, those of you that are asked to read, and those of you that are reading for yourself, I want you to remember there's always that possibility of bias and ego that could creep into a reading. And so when you get asked to read questions like that, we want to make sure, A, that we feel comfortable doing it, and B, we can always ask, is this in their highest good? Is this in my highest good? And is this in the other party's highest good? And if we start to feel like it's not, don't feel obligated to answer, and certainly don't feel obligated to give an answer that you think is desired. What we get to do is channel the message without bias, without ego, without consciousness, so to speak. This is our subconscious speaking. We're connecting to spirit, right? And so it was really warming to hear Veronica say, this is a great couple. I just want to make sure they're okay and, you know, don't want to be overwhelmed or over-concerned. A beautiful question about an example of humanity. But we certainly don't want to get into the space of and be held responsible for the space of, something negative or something not in someone's highest good. So again, just encouraging those of you that are reading, don't feel like, and those of you that are starting to read, don't feel like you have to answer a question that seems like it might be slanted or biased if it's not in the highest good of all involved. It is 40 minutes after the hour, and it looks like we have Anna on the line. Anna, is that right, regarding a health question? Anna, my dear, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you.
I just heard the unmuted sound, so now you can hear
me? Oh, good.
Okay.
Yes, Anna, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
Oregon. Well, thank you, my dear. What is on your mind?
Well, I'm physically disabled, and I need caregivers that are certified state providers, and I'm having a difficult time for several months actually finding people. I'm left alone much of the time, and the caregiver that I have right now, she's going to be leaving. She's been overtime, and they finally caught up with her and, you know, just gave her till right after Christmas to be with me. And then after that, as of now, I have absolutely nobody to help me. And so I'm wondering what the cards say about what's coming up in the future. You know, and will the new year bring changes of my ability to, you know, heal, get out? I can't get anywhere without help, and so my body is not, I'm not getting exercise, and I'm just, you know, will things change so that I can get a life back?
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at this. I'm hearing two questions. One of them had to do with support for you, and then I also heard you, is it recovering, or is it just a new aspect in 2018?
Well, I have knee problems, so I have difficulty walking, and so my life has been very limited, so, and without any help, I can't get anywhere, so I'm just looking forward to a change in, you know, patterns of being able to get out, get stronger, you know, get some socialization, you know.
Okay, so I'm hearing, so let's look at it this way. I'm hearing independence in there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, independence, but also dependable support. Okay, that's two different aspects. But let me see what the cards, and we're looking at 2018 specifically, so let's look at, let me just put that out there and see what they want to come back and say.
Okay. And my birthday is Christmas Eve, so it's a new cycle beginning. Well.
Okay. So let me see here. Yeah. Okay. All right, so what's coming through is the question that came up was completely random question, but they're asking about your family. Does your family have any part to do with this? With what's, I don't want to just say what with this specifically in your knee, but I'm getting the question of family and support from family, because the moment we asked about independence, they started talking about family. Is there a connection at all?
Not really. My brother lives in New York, and we talk very limited. You know, I think it's time for a phone call, but he's not, there's no support, you know, unless there's some from my parents. There's a house that was left behind that's pretty well demolished from Hurricane Sandy, but the property, I mean, it needs to be sold at some point, so that maybe some kind of monetary support if that happens.
Okay.
Dear.
Okay. So let me see. Thank you for sharing that. So let me see about your independence. I can jump ahead. I want to come back to your independence because there's more on that. I can jump ahead to 2018 and say that, yeah, we get to see a shift in what's happening, and somewhat of a significant shift that could come from independence, but it's almost like more doors open for you, so to speak, more opportunity, and you get to take advantage of more things. It's almost like they're saying everything is like reset, the slate's clean, and now we get to, you know, we start to get to use up our vouchers. So there definitely is energy and positive outlook for 2018 and what comes up. Stepping back to where you are right now and looking for additional support to become more independent, it's interesting because I see there's restriction and it's quite frustrating. Like it almost just seems like once there's one aspect that we're learning to deal with, then another aspect comes up and then another one and then another one. So that's somewhat frustrating. But it's interesting because our emperor is showing up and he's the major arcana. Do you have anyone who is advising you or a supportive confidant that you've been able to turn to?
Not really. The only real confidant I have is the aide that I have, and it's a woman. It's not a man. So that's
not a man. Okay.
Right. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That might be, okay, that's great, okay. That might be something that we get to look forward to, an indicator on actually what's going to help open up for 2018. So keep your eyes, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be a man, though this card usually indicates a masculine energy. It could also be someone that you meet who has been there and done that, and they're experienced in what you're going through, and almost someone that has, like, the ways around. And I don't just want to say tips and tricks, but definitely someone that can gain – that has gained insight that can offer you some. So know that might come your way, that person, and that actually helps open up your 2018 to become more independent, but also to have and be connected to someone who's got the experience and the knowledge of where you are right now. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really positive. And I get it kind of tying into your 2018. So when is that person going to appear, or that energy or that resource going to appear? I'm seeing that somewhat soon. I'm seeing that because they're talking about your 2018, it opening up in front of you. So I'm seeing that somewhat soon. So keep your eye out. I know we're just almost at the end of December, but keep your eye out because there's definitely some energy that comes your way that allows you to become independent. They keep using that word, independent or self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In like 2 years of really being stuck and not being able to get anywhere or go anywhere. I'm not driving. And yeah, I'd like to be able to.
No, we get to see some movement for you in 2018, definitely.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Anna, for calling in.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. All right, you also, another beautiful question. The cards always love sharing the different ways in which they can respond. So, you know, this card was almost saying, okay, here's what's going on in your life, and it doesn't look, you know, it looks a little frustrating, but here's what's going on, and it just shows us this pathway, and then, whoosh, it opens up to this whole, like, landscape in front of us. So, beautiful question. It looks like we have about 2 minutes, you all, until when we're going to have to segue into our cards of the day, week, and month. But before we do that, I want to take Gigi, who is on standby regarding a question about finance and career. Is that right?
I think they just unmuted me again. So,
is this Anna?
Hi. This is Gigi.
Hi, this is Gigi. Hey, Gigi, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from?
My pleasure, California.
California. Okay, my dear. And what is your question?
Well, my question is about I'm doing part-time work right now, and I'm really wanting to ramp up my income in the next couple of months. And I have so many skills. I'm looking for a full-time position. I'd like to know what is coming up for me in terms of more income, the income I want, actually, and a better working situation.
Okay, so Gigi, I hear a couple of different things. One, we want to know if we're going to get that part-time job. Two, if it's going to be substantial enough or comfortable enough regarding income. Is that right?
Yeah, it's actually going from part-time to full-time. I feel that part-time is just not going to yield me the kind of money I'm looking for. So I need to ramp it up.
Okay. Okay, so my dear, the cards are coming back and telling us yes. Not only do we get to have a full-time job, but they're also saying, and I just want to interject quickly, we just have another minute or so for your reading, but the cards are coming back and saying yes, that you will get to have a full-time job. And they're saying, they're almost saying like the part-time, I hear you saying that we have to ramp it up, but it's almost like the cards are saying that's where it's at for you, having that full-time, I don't know if it's employment or something to do full-time or getting to work and invest as much as you would like and receive and the return from that. But, yeah, and this looks like it's going to be something kind of, I don't want to say different, but something that's engaging. It's not going to be same old, same old. It's going to kind of move you, but it's also something that taps back into you. It's almost like you're going to have a skill and a knack for it, and you might not even be aware of it at first. Yeah, so it's really exciting, and you get to be comfortable. And they're just saying that full-time, it just jives with you. It really works with who and what you are as a person. It also works with your past life experience if you believe in past lives. And it also allows you to break through some of those change and obligations that we're working through right now. So it's going to be really liberating for you what comes up. So, yes, and we're seeing that there's so much energy on it. I'm seeing that somewhat soon. I know this is like this weird, it's like the Bermuda Triangle of time where everything just stops because of the holiday season, but that gets to, you know, come together pretty shortly, and we're seeing some movement. There's just a lot of energy on this happening for you, so keep thinking what you're thinking, being driven with your visions the way you are, and the standards that you're creating yourself, because universe, they can jump on that. They can get on board with it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I resonate with that so much.
Yay, good. The cards look
Thank
really good.
You,
They're really promising. Keep doing what you're doing. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Ciao. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. Just beautiful question. These cards are all about one-stop shop tonight. And so your questions are so in line and succinct with each other's that it is just beautiful and encouraging to see. Not one of these readings has been discouraging. So I want to thank you all for bringing that to the table tonight. Now it is 52 minutes after the hour, so we're going to look at our card of the day, and this is using our Toss Tarot deck, and I ask you guys to be open to learning about this deck with me. This is Aleister Crowley's deck, right? And this is almost a 180 from the classic Rider-Waite deck, and so our card of the day using our Talk Tarot is beautifully and well put, 21 of the Major Arcana, the Universe. And this card in itself is all about completion and ready to move on for next steps. And we got that trend. We got that tonight through most of our phone calls, right? And so this card, and especially with this deck, it's beautiful because it not only does it tell us what that card means, but it gives us advice, questions, suggestions, and even affirmations that we get to look at and take action on in our lives. And so this card is telling us specifically, all disguises or masks are useless. We're connecting with our original nature, and we let ourselves be carried away in the whirling dance of the universe. The limitations of the individual ego can dissolve. And so this card is talking about we get to step away from that self that we've created that isn't necessarily our most genuine and authentic. We get to say, this is what I want. We get to say, this is what I demand. We get to say, that doesn't work for me. And that's what this card is telling us. And you all, it's telling us this 2 weeks before the end of the year, 2 weeks before the beginning of the rest of our lives, right? That's how we look at it. And so beautifully said, this deck and this card are 21 of the Major Arcana. The universe is telling us, let's take off the mask. Let's stand for what and who we are right now without apology. That's what we get to see and learn and from and understand today. Moving on to our Angel Tarot card of the week, right? And I encourage you when we're looking at these to look at your day-to-day or even maybe it bleeds into tomorrow, Wednesday, right? Look and see if this is what we are experiencing today or even tomorrow. Our Angel Tarot card of the week is the Ace of Water. This card is indicating falling in love or the resurgence of a relationship, spiritual growth and enhanced intuition, and a new home. This card specifically, or more, or an expanded description, is a wonderful new person is coming into your life. This could involve a budding romantic relationship or renewed romance within your current relationship. Positive emotions such as joy, pleasure, and happiness are likely. You may find yourself falling in love. Your psychic abilities, especially clairsentience, which are intuitive feelings, take flight at this time. Spiritual growth accompanies the rich emotional experiences you're having right now. This card is also indicating true friendship, soulmates, compassion, kindness, and possibly a new home. So you all, we're seeing beautifully the reality and the openness of who and what we are as a person. And then we're followed up with this beautiful Ace of Water for the week, which is talking about a new connection, a soul connection, or even a rejuvenated connection. And then, of course, we want to talk about our card of the month. Last week was 21, 19 of the major arcana of the sun. And today is the Eight of Pentacles, right? So this card is talking all about I am who and what we are and what we're creating. So it's, you know, Pentacles, when we're looking at this, is also all about finances, the material world in which we live. And so we're seeing movement and steps with what it is we're creating. This is a really exciting card because it's talking about getting to take action and have momentum and maintain that momentum with what we're creating. Sometimes it can be a little intimidating, almost, where we feel like we're at the end and we've gotten the signature and now everything is done. It's really not. And the cards are reminding us of that. We get to carry through to the finish line, but we're seeing action and we're so close to completion. So this card is reminding us of that. It's also reminding us of the hard work that we're creating and what it is we want to do. So again, just keeping in mind, you all, keep your head down, keep doing what you're doing. It's not about you know, knowing a lot and not knowing a lot. It's about the skill that you're creating and what you get to do and what you get to create with it, what you get to show for it. There's nothing wrong with that. This card is recognizing that, recognizing your hard work, recognizing your skill, getting to be rewarded for it, getting to be compensated for it, not making apologies for it. We're seeing that all, we're seeing the same trend. Moving on to our postcard from Spirit. Dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good, can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but is essential for your well-being now. No. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain. Just say no, gently but firmly. Then go for a walk. Go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenished and ready for more adventure. So you all, what a beautiful reminder from Spirit to take care of you. Take care of yourself during this time. You know, they call it the holidays, and some people spell it H-O-L-I-D-A-Z-E, because we just spend this last month of the year. And so this card is reminding us it's okay to say, no, no, thank you. I'm going to go home, or I'm going to go do this, and take care of yourself and choose for yourself. This card is reminding us and giving us permission, not that we didn't have it before, but giving us permission to say no, thank you, and take time for yourself, and don't feel badly about it. I want to say, moving ahead, thanking Wendy, Shoku, Tim, Veronica, Anna, and Gigi for making our 15th show. Thank you for being prompt with your questions. I want to remind you, next week we'll be on at the same time with the same agenda. You can bet on that. And to remind you that my mission is to empower you with insight and understanding so you can make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It is yours to know. Until next week, next time, take care. I love you, and we'll talk soon.